Welcome back to Conversations Different, a podcast from the Santa Fe New Mexican, focusing on the interesting people and issues of northern New Mexico. This is Inez Russell Gomez, and today I am speaking to Russell Baker, Executive Director for NDI New Mexico, and Kristen Martinez, NDI alumni. Welcome, Russell and Kristen.
Thank you, Inez. It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
This is really exciting because I know 2024 is a big year for NDI.
It really is. Yep. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary as a statewide nonprofit organization. And in doing that, we're celebrating not only the past three decades and the 150,000 children who have participated in the program, but also all of the people who have helped make that possible, and thinking about our history as a launching pad for our future.
And Kristen, you know, obviously you're one of those people because you went through the program. Talk about when you got into NDI as a child and what you did with it.
Okay, well, I was involved in the outreach program that came to Pewaukee when I was 8 years old. And I did the outreach program with them, and there was a big performance at the end, and I was invited to come back to their SWAT team and then to their celebration team, and kind of worked my way up until I was in their Excel team, which is for the older kids. And it really gave me a lot of direction and a lot of discipline, and in a time in my life when I didn't have a lot of control at home. And it opened up a lot of doors for me, including getting to be a nurse.
Right. So that's what nowadays you are, a graduate UNM nursing program, and you are a nurse, and that's a long way from dancing. So, but what did you learn at NDI that you use as a nurse?
Well, their core mantra is work hard, do your best, never give up, and be healthy. And so all of those are obviously incorporated into nursing. But those were all things that were nurtured for me when I was growing up and instilled in me, and I wanted to give back to my community the way I had it given to me.
Oh, I love that. I love the part about doing your best, because I think sometimes when things are easy, we kind of slide. And then when we need to be our best, we don't know how to do it. And if you face every situation like trying your hardest and working hard, you're ready for the tough times.
That's exactly right. I think that's one of the reasons why the NDI programs that can be so impactful and can really change children's lives. And we do it in a joyful and in a fun way also. But I remember Catherine Oppenheimer, who is NDI's founding artistic director. She used to say that we should, in a rehearsal or in a dance class, you want the dancers to be on their toes. Which is kind of perfect for a dance class, because we're all thinking about like being. But what she meant was that like that you have to be a little like forward, like ready for what's coming. You can't sit back and relax and just take it, because, like you said, like we don't know what the obstacles will be in a young person's life in growing up, or what any of us will face in terms of obstacles. But we know that there will be some, and there will be challenges. And so that if you're prepared to bring your best or be your best and to meet a challenge, then you're ready for the world.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Russell, talk about what NDI is for people who aren't familiar with it.
Great. I love talking about the NDI program. And we actually, over 30 years, have expanded from the original work that we started. NDI's core program is in the public elementary schools, in partnership with schools, where we teach entire classes and entire grades, a style of dance that we call street jazz. And the idea is that we're taking this journey from the first day of class through the performance at the end of the school year, and that kids are learning to work together, they're learning to work hard, they're generally learning three different dances, that when it comes to the performance, they'll perform together. Two with the full cast on stage, 500 dancers coming together at the dance barns, and one that just features their school as like a special moment. And it's enough material that you actually really do have to work hard and learn it and memorize it. But that journey to the performance is something that's really important. Kids are setting goals. They're thinking about that future. They're envisioning themselves doing something.
Right. They're getting really nervous.
Mm-hmm. Stage fright is a real thing. Yeah. But they're also thinking about, like, how do I get ready for something? They've got a teacher who is bringing them along the way, working together with a musician in the classroom. And so they're surrounded by a support system. And that they learn that, like, if they're building and building on what they do each week, that they can feel confident trying something that many students have not done before.
Because I would imagine a lot of kids haven't even seen a live dance performance, except maybe cultural dances in their community. But like the idea of going to a theater, you know, sitting in a chair and watching people in costumes dance around the stage.
That's really true. And one of the things we've tried over the years to build into the NDI program is it's really important that if we're teaching the fourth grade at a school, that we invite the third grade to come and see the show so that they can start to envision themselves doing that.
Yeah.
We love it when like the kindergartners and the first and second, third graders are there because they're hopefully inspired and looking up to the young people on stage. But I noticed that it's the fifth graders and the sixth graders who, when they come back and they get to say, I used to be in that situation, and they have got this experience of joy and pride that it was something that they were a part of.
I did that kind of thing. Kristen, think about back when you started, what was your first performance like? At the end of the year, do you remember how you felt?
Oh my gosh, yes. There were all these schools got together and, you know, we each had learned our own individual dances. We didn't know what anybody else was doing. And our instructors came in and seamlessly put 500 kids together in the Ben Lujan gymnasium. And it was packed. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. And I actually had a solo with my brother, and I was terrified, and that was also featured in the New Mexican, actually.
We covered the big events.
We were very little, and I was, like Russell said, so proud, you know, to be a part of it and to come back later and be like, I remember being just totally awed.
Yeah. There's something about overcoming your fears.
Yes.
And also having your body take over and like just implement the lessons that you've learned mm-hmm. through hours and hours of practice.
Because yes.
it really gives you confidence that if you study something, you will perform when you need to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's exactly how we felt, you know, at the end of the big show. We were all exhausted, but we were also so proud of ourselves and so excited to be a part of it and already talking about the next year. And
yeah, it gives you kind of a tradition to be a part
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. On that note, we will take a quick break and be back in a moment with more Conversations Different.
Thanks, Inez. This is Patrick Dorsey, publisher of the Santa Fe New Mexican. We hope you're enjoying this episode of Conversations Different with Inez Russell Gomez. Great local content is only possible with a talented staff dedicated to bringing you the best local content possible. For that staff to do its work, we need your support by subscribing to the Santa Fe New Mexican. If you're already a subscriber, thank you. And if not, there's never been a better time to subscribe. In addition to our home-delivered newspaper that comes with full digital access, we also provide digital-only subscriptions for SantaFeNewMexican.com. We'll also be releasing more online-only audio and video programming moving forward. The Santa Fe New Mexican has been here for nearly 175 years, and we want to continue being your source for local news and information. Visit us at SantaFeNewMexican.com/subscribe or call us at 505-986-3010. Thank you.
It's a new day in New Mexico, and the doors to boundless opportunity are open as tens of thousands of New Mexicans reach higher to pursue a dream, broaden their horizons, and retrain for a better job. With the New Mexico Lottery and Opportunity Scholarships, you could build yourself a better future anywhere in the state. You put in the hard work, we'll help with the costs. For eligibility details, visit reachhighernm.com.
Well, Welcome back to Conversations Different. We are here with Russell and Kristen talking about NDI's 30th anniversary. That is a lot of end-of-year performances, isn't it?
It really is. And the end-of-the-year performances are really the time of the year that we in some ways love the most, because it's the opportunity for children to stand in front of their peers, in front of their families, in front of their community, and show what they've learned during the year. And they come together in a really great way. It's a moment in their lives where I think that they feel like they're a part of something that's really, that's even just bigger than themselves. And when they look around and they realize that they were a part of something excellent, they get to walk away from that experience and they carry that in their hearts and they carry that in their minds. And that's what we hope that they'll continue to want to look for, that experience in their lives over and over again.
That's right, because Kristen, you didn't become a dancer, obviously. You're a nurse.
Yes.
But you still dance, you still eat healthy, you strive your best. And I think about, you know, when you're saving a life, I bet all the lessons you learned about doing your best at all times.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Because, you know, in nursing, a mistake can be fatal. So you only have one time. So that has to be your best time. But the greatest thing about coming back and being with NDI is not only did it kind of break my cycle of generational trauma, but it had this generational impact where now my daughters are performing with NDI and my oldest is going to be a tiny tot.
Oh.
In this upcoming show and Dance with the Firefighters. So it's been really, really, really impactful for my family.
Nice.
Because, you know, my parents gave up so much to help us be there every day and make it to rehearsal. And
that's right, because it's a family mm-hmm. thing, because you can't just, you know, close your eyes and click your toes and be at the dance barn.
Someone's
got to give you a ride.
And our parents were relentless in their support for us, and all of the kids' parents most of the time are right there alongside them. So it is really impactful in our community.
Oh, that's kind of exciting, and that's worth celebrating. And you guys are doing a lot besides the end of the year performances. So talk about what you're doing to celebrate.
So as a part of our celebration of 30 years of teaching children in New Mexico, we are putting on some special performances that we think about ourselves as working with and serving children and families. And so the best way for us to celebrate is to celebrate those children and families. So this year at the Dance Barns, our 30th anniversary performance is called Dream Big. It's a brand new production. And
nice.
The whole entire artistic staff at NDI has worked on this together to get us ready. And we pick the idea of dreams because it's one of the things that we think that we do with young people, is help them like envision a dream for themselves and then develop the skills and the abilities to go and pursue that dream. But we always find inspiration from some of the big dreamers in the world. So we're celebrating some people who, like Martin Luther King Jr. and Jim Thorpe, who had a dream and then pursued their dream. And that ended up either being something meaningful for themselves or their community or for the entire world.
Yeah.
And we love this idea that we can connect young people to either historical figures or things that will hopefully ignite some kind of a spark in their imagination.
Make them think about what's possible.
Exactly.
Yeah. So often when we're kids, we know what we know because we're here and we see it. And then all of a sudden you realize, you know, there's another world out there. I know when I was a little girl in Las Vegas, I thought that, you know, 7th Street was the whole world. And then you find out, no, you can go past Grand or you can do these other things. And then you see there's a big world out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun to participate in it.
That's exactly right. It's important for young people to envision that world. Mm-hmm. And envision their place in that world.
Yes.
Because they, I think a lot of us say that children are the future. Like the youth are the future of our community. They're the future of our state. And that's something that we really believe at NDI. So when we are working with young people and trying to inspire them through the arts, through the dance performance and the community building, what we think we're helping young people do is getting ready for their future. And that their future, like Kristen is going to be the one who takes care of us one day.
That's right.
And her kids are going to be the ones that take care of us one day. And so it makes a healthy and a strong community.
Well, I think about something you said earlier, Kristen, when you talked about, you know, it gave you more control. And I know myself, when I was little and family could be chaotic sometimes, that going to school and doing activities that I was in charge and I could do as well as, you know, I could get straight A's or whatever.
Exactly.
I was in control. And this gave you another avenue where, you know, you weren't limited by anything except how hard you work, probably.
Exactly. Exactly. And it also gave me an outlet mm-hmm. to put the big feelings I was feeling.
Right.
And a way to express myself.
Yeah, it's much more pleasant to dance than to go punch somebody in the
correct.
Face.
Correct. And it helped with my mental health and my mental well-being. And I carried it over all these years. And it's something I carry in nursing, you know, because there's not a lot of talk about what we see and do. And we suppress a lot. So having the ability to control that from NDI has been crucial.
Yeah. It gives you a good outlet. Physical activity really mm-hmm. can help. Let's go back to the celebration. You're having a gala of some sort.
We are.
So
we're having a fundraising event that's tied to our final performance at the Dance Barns on May 4th. And that will be an opportunity for people who help make the program possible through giving donations to NDI to come and not only see the program that they have helped bring to life, but also encourage them to continue to support NDI and our work and celebrate, be a part of the celebration of 30 years. Because the truth is, we can't do our work as a nonprofit organization without the generosity of people and businesses and foundations and other partners in the community.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's another way of building community.
It really is.
Is you create the structure that supports your group and then it in turn supports the children.
That's right. And one of the things that I think is fun about the NDI program, and you can ask Kristen and see if she remembers this or she agrees, is that we do something called the Thank You Project. And the Thank You Project is where we ask kids that are in the program to write a letter or draw a picture or express gratitude for getting to be a part of it, and that we share those with the donors. And that's it's an important part, like not only from the donor point of view, but from the young person's point of view, to be able to express that appreciation and that gratitude and to say thank you and to understand that we are benefiting from an experience that the community is helping make possible.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. You know, and the donors love knowing, they love seeing that their investment basically has paid off, and they get to see that with not just the end of the year performance, but with recognizing students going through the program as they grow and giving back to their community when they become adults and instilling those same values that NDI taught us when we were little.
I like that. It just shows that communication both ways really helps. And on that note, we will take a quick break and be back in a moment with our last segment for Conversations Different.
Join us on a journey of compassion and community at the inaugural Walk for a Hug 5K community event. Proudly presented by the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation. Set your calendars for May 18th via Linda Park, starting bright and early at 9 a.m. We'll share in the joy of community, health, and well-being, walking side by side for a common purpose. Bring your friends and family to multiply the joy and the impact of your contribution.
Welcome back to Conversations Different. Obviously, we know about NDI in Santa Fe, but this is not the only place that you operate, not just in northern New Mexico, but the state. So where all is NDI New Mexico?
Really great question, and you might be surprised when you hear all of the things that I say. This year, NDI is serving 8,000 children around New Mexico. We have full-year programs through the public school partnerships in Santa Fe, Espanola and Pewaukee, Albuquerque. But we also do a residency format program where we go to different communities and we teach children every day for 1, 2, or 3 weeks. And we're in 27 other communities around the state, including Raton and Gallup and Hobbs and Artesia and Silver City and Socorro and Taos, and I could go on, but that's a lot.
So it's all over the state.
We are all over the state. We have a wait list of about 100 schools in New Mexico that would like the NDI program. And, you know, to reach additional schools to be able to grow the program is something that we dream of and we strive for. And we really need to be able to do that in a smart way, in a sustainable way. So we need to make sure that we have the trained teachers ready to go and that we have the funding in place to support them.
Yeah, because you can't, if you expand too fast, then you can't keep it up.
The idea for us is that if we start a partnership with a school or with a community, that we want to stay there and we want to grow that partnership over time. And we don't want to just come in for 1 year and then go away. And that's something that I think for young people is really important when they're growing up, is that they have that like stability. Kristen earlier mentioned that she was dreaming of the next year, and she was thinking about she was watching other people go through the program, and that becomes this like this experience that kids have.
Yep. It's kind of like being a Girl Scout. If you're a brownie, you know you can be a junior,
exactly,
and so on.
Exactly. And there's a path kind of to follow. And I remember just being in awe of the older kids as well, watching them perform and saying, I want to be that one day. I want to wear pointe shoes one day, you know.
Yes, and when you do not drop a can on your foot the day before you're supposed to use them, as somebody did when she was a little girl. And my mother worked banquets to get those shoes, and I never got to use them because, of course, I didn't have the performance, and then my feet grew. So such is life. Do not handle cans when you're going to dance on your toes.
I went through a few pairs myself. So.
Yeah. Oh, that is like such a rite of passage for...
It really is, yeah.
I can still remember how pink they were. Talk about who your teachers are. You have a pretty broad group of alumni to pick from, as well as just dancers and people who live in town.
That's right. NDI, if you combine the teachers and the musicians together, we've got about 75 people on the artistic staff helping make our programs possible. And the power of the program comes in the classroom where the teacher and the student are interacting with each other. So we're looking for people that love children, that have a high level of energy. Dance experience is important because we are talking about training students, especially our advanced students, but we're also talking about getting kids ready for a performance that's excellent. And you have to know what that is, and so have had that experience to be able to do that. One of the things that I'm the most proud of is that some of the young people who went through our program, because they had that experience in their training, they can now start to turn around and bring that to more young people through becoming teachers. And we have about 12 people currently at NDI who are on staff. And it feels like we're like in our 30 years, we are recognizing that kind of full circle moment where the young people that kids were looking up to that might have excelled in the program or might have like really been a part of a lot of the different kinds of classes and things that we were doing, now are turning around and realizing that it's a way for them to give back to their community and to inspire young people and to do something that's cool, which is help create that experience that they loved when they were growing up.
And one of the things I think a program like this teaches kids too is that the arts can be a career. Maybe you're not going to be, you know, the prima ballerina or the lead male dancer on Broadway or whatever, but you could be a teacher, or maybe you will be the prima ballerina. You know, I know you've had some alumni that have gone on to dance professionally.
That's right. You actually never know where the journey can take you, and NDI has had some students perform on Broadway. We had two dancers join the program at Juilliard. We've got some alumni dancing in modern dance companies and ballet companies.
Timothy Chalamet, I forgot to tell you this. Jocelyn posted it this morning. Timothy Chalamet was shown, he was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and they showed a picture of him as a tiny tot in NDI.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
In New York.
In New York.
Yes.
You never know where you're going to end up.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And let's go to the founding. So, you know, talk about the founder a little bit before we go.
Sure. When you say the founder, I think of we think of two founders at NDI. Jacques d'Amboise started the National Dance Institute in New York City, and he really believed that if a young person could be in control of their body in time and in space, which is what dancing is, that they could be in control of what happens to them in their lives. And that that kind of empowerment is really important for young people to figure out that there's lots of different paths that we can take. And Jacques had the experience at a young age of finding out that the performing arts put him on a good path, a path that led him to the New York City Ballet and to dancing in movies. And he, when he retired from that career as a professional dancer, he wanted to give back to young people. And when he started doing this, he got a lot of attention, and he got attention of some other dancers, and he would bring in his contacts. So that would be, you know, part of the idea of the NDI program is connecting young people to excellence. Yeah. So if you're going to do a show, you need a lighting designer who knows what they're doing, and you need a choreographer who has experience, and you need a band leader who knows how to lead a band. So one of Jacques' teachers in the early years was Catherine Oppenheimer. And Catherine taught in New York with Jacques and the other teachers. She was one of the first teachers who came out with him when he moved to Santa Fe many years ago. And one year when Jacques and the team went back to New York, Catherine decided to stay in New Mexico. And I think we're really lucky that she
has had a huge
decision.
Impact because in addition to NDI, she was one of the people who got New Mexico School for the Arts started.
And that's right.
She's done a ton for this community, and she loves it.
She really does. She really believes in the children in New Mexico, mm-hmm. and she really loves the cultures of this state and what we have. And I think it's one of the things that's really cool is that NDI and New Mexico School for the Arts have connections. And always when she was starting the program and it was in its early years, the program would come to an end and the kids didn't have a path. And so after they were on the SWAT team, it was time to graduate. And they said, well, what do we do next?
Yep,
and she created the celebration team. And they said, what do we do next? And she then was a part of bringing the people together who built the dance barns so we could expand those programs. And it was when some kids came and said, you tell us if we want to be really good that we need to be practicing every day and putting in enough time in the studio. How can we do even more? And that was the seed of the idea of the New Mexico School for the Arts.
That's right. And it had a huge impact on a lot of things in Santa Fe, considering the configuration of schools and where it was placed. And
it's perfect for Santa Fe to have a school for the arts, or for New Mexico to have a school for the arts.
Yeah.
It should be. It belongs here.
No, it does. Your kids, if they want to go to high school and they're still in the arts, they can go there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And exactly.
What I love is that it has kids from all over the state and it's free. And your programs, by the way, we should say the kids. Now, if you're taking a class at NDI, that's different. But the programs in the public schools are free to the students.
That's right. The programs for the partnership that we do with public schools is free to children and families. And even some of the classes that we do at the dance barns are also on scholarship-based free program.
Right.
And then we have a sliding scale for the other after-school classes that we do. We want to make sure that children have access to the programs and that they have the opportunity to participate if they want to. And we don't turn anyone away. We are open and we invite people to learn more about the programs that we have for youth and to come and participate in them or come and celebrate the young people who are in them.
Oh, I love that. And what's the website where people can go look this up?
The NDI New Mexico's website is www.ndi-nm.org.
I love that. And Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was just an inspiring story. And on that note, we will be back again next week. And Russell, also thank you. We'll be back next week with Conversations Different.